This is State House Week, a look at events in the General Assembly. I'm Russ McKinney, ETV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio.
What we did this morning is something that reverberates across the state and around the world.
That's State Representative Gilda Cobb Hunter at the end of a memorable week at the State House as the House early Thursday morning gave final passage to a bill to remove the Confederate flag from the Capitol grounds, settling a contentious issue that has divided lawmakers and the state at large for 40 years. Yesterday afternoon, Governor Nikki Haley signed the measure into law.
And what we saw in that swift action by both the House and Senate was we saw members start to see what it was like to be in each other's shoes, start to see what it felt like. We heard about the true honor of heritage and tradition. We heard about the true pain that many had felt, and we took the time to understand it.
In a brief ceremony this morning, state troopers lowered the flag at the State House and took it to the state's military museum. Lackluster and non-productive were terms used to describe this year's session when it formally ended on June 4th. Lawmakers didn't pass a much-needed roads bill or a new state budget. But they were back in Columbia on June 17th attempting to finalize the budget when Jasper Senator Clementa Pinckney slipped out of a meeting of the Finance Committee, telling a colleague he had to drive to Charleston for a meeting at the Emmanuel AME Church where he served as pastor. Several hours later, Pinckney and eight other African Americans were shot to death at the church by a white gunman with apparent ties to white hate groups that embraced the symbol of the Confederate flag. The state's and the nation's reaction to the tragedy was overpowering. The next week, Governor Haley forcefully called on the House and Senate to take the flag down. Both chambers amended their adjournment resolutions and overwhelmingly agreed to take up the issue. The Senate, Monday, voted 39-3 for removal. Camden Senator Vincent Shaheen sponsored the bill.
I believe that out of horror can come healing, and I believe it will. I believe that out of death can come redemption, and I believe it will. And I believe that we can do this if we do it together, and I believe we will.
The House took up the bill on Wednesday. Backers felt it was critical to pass a bill identical to the Senate version to avoid a protracted debate. Any changes could delay removal for days or even weeks. In a 13-hour session, House members trying to protect the state's Confederate heritage offered amendment after amendment to replace the flag with other Civil War-era flags and slow the bill down. That led Republican Jenny Horn of Somerville, whose district includes parts of Charleston County, to deliver an emotional plea.
I'm sorry. I have heard enough about heritage. I have a heritage. I am a lifelong South Carolinian. I am a descendant of Jefferson Davis. Okay? But that does not matter. It's not about Jenny Horn. It's about the people of South Carolina who have demanded that this symbol of hate come off of the State House grounds.
Following Horn's remarks, a coalition of Democrats and many Republicans, including much of the GOP House leadership, held firm and passed the bill by a final vote of 94-20. As of tonight, the Confederate battle flag will not be flying on the State House dome or in front of the building for the first time in 54 years. State House Week, a production of ETV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.